older musicians actually have a huge advantage over younger musicians when it comes to marketing their music, but rarely do I see older musicians harnessing this secret weapon in their marketing. So let's talk about the unique advantage that musicians have the older they get and how they can integrate this advantage into their strategy to connect with their community of listeners. Let's first talk about the problem that pulls us away from harnessing or even acknowledging the secret weapon. As an industry, musicians are conditioned to believe that you must be young to succeed in music. And so as we get older, we become increasingly insecure about becoming musicians or becoming successful musicians. We feel like because we're so old and decrepit, that we can't actually post on TikTok because it's for young people and we just come off super cringy and super desperate and really try hard. And the reason we feel that way so often in our content is because we're looking outside of ourselves for our content ideas. We're looking at what other artists are doing or what's trending on the app. And we think trends are for the youth. And so we feel super silly if we're not 18 years old, if we're doing anything trending. And because we think that's music marketing, we start to think that marketing your music requires you to be cringy. However, the secret to marketing actually runs parallel to the unique advantage that you have. Marketing is not about following trends. It's about building connections. Trends work because they're familiar to people, and so people feel connected to it because they recognize it. So marketing challenges us to establish that connective tissue without following trends. Trends are momentary. We don't want to be momentary. We want to find things that are omnipotent in our strategy. And that is where your unique advantage comes in. You've lived more life. With age comes lived experiences, and with lived experiences come stories and emotional intelligence. And those two things create super strong connection with people. When we understand how to be relatable and familiar, we actually stand out because we connect with people. In short, we don't want to look outside of ourselves for our content strategy ideas. We want to look inward. Now, how do you integrate that secret advantage into your marketing strategy? The secret here is the word strategy. You want to look at the success of your marketing strategy as a strategy, not as one singular post. Which means we must create each piece of content with a unified message. They must all be connected because it's a strategy. And that unified message must come from our lived experiences, which you have a lot of. And that's not a read, it's a compliment. We must comb through our life experiences and examine the most influential moments that have shaped us, our inner world, and thus our creative perspective. And when we sprinkle that throughout our strategy, we create a unified message that allows our content strategy to be sticky and stick to the right people who resonate with those stories. And since those stories inspire your music, those are going to be real fans of your music. Now, I go through this exact process in extreme scrutiny and detail in my artist coaching program, where I help artists extract their one-of-a-kind stories and integrate it into a sticky social media strategy to resonate with their ideal fan. So if you would like to join an elite group of artists and have me guide you through the exact strategies to reach your fan, then click the link in my bio and let's discuss working together.